All right, welcome back. Once again, you're listening to 94.9 News Now in Stimulating Talk. We are broadcasting out over Connecticut, Rhode Island, Long Island, and beyond. You can download our app. It's crystal clear audio anywhere. You can go on to my website, which is always kind of cool, leeelsey.com, and it's a work in progress, but pretty soon it'll have all kinds of neat things, including T-shirts and mugs and all kinds of cool stuff that you can get. So it might be a neat place for you to land. One of my all-time favorite guests joining me right now, and I say that after, what, 20-something years on the air. Brigitte Gabrielle is joining us, national security analyst, New York Times bestselling author, and chairman of ActForAmerica.org. Her latest bestseller is Rise. Brigitte, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Lee. I'm delighted to be back with you.
Well, thank you for coming on. So for the past, I don't know, two or three shows, we've been focused on critical race theory. I wanted to start with that, if you don't mind, just for a couple minutes. I wanted to get your opinion on that.
Oh, I think it's total baloney. It is absolutely total baloney. Look, I'm a woman who immigrated to the United States in 1989 from the Middle East. I've got tan skin. I'm Mediterranean, so that classifies me now as brown skin. I never in my life thought, or even thought about my skin color, and certainly that's going to be an issue in the United States. For 30 years I've been here. I've been a business owner. I've been a businesswoman. Now I'm the chairwoman of the largest nonprofit grassroots national security organization in the U.S. with 1.6 million members, and I've never thought we're going to get to the point where we actually have to talk about how racist America is. America is the place where you can come from any place in the world. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter your skin color. It doesn't matter what language you speak. It doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank. It doesn't matter the title of your father, your mother, your uncle, your aunt, your heritage. In America, the sky is the limit. You come here and you have the brains, and if you have the willpower, you can be everything and anything you want to be and a great asset to this nation. So today in our schools, in our country, they are brainwashing the students to believe that none of the things I said to you exist, that America is inherently racist, and that we need to change that. And what's so sad about that, Lee, is it's like when I look at our children right now in public school, we are looking at robots that are being programmed like zombies, that they don't think for themselves. They are literally being programmed with information manipulated by a group of elite who live in such utopia of how the world should be like, and they are driving our country. And at this point, they're driving our country off a cliff unless we all come together, develop a backbone and the courage to stand up and fight for our country.
And, you know, they're paying these consultants in school to tell your kids, my kids, our kids, the white kids, that they're racist. And, you know, they're oppressive by nature. And everybody's listening to this group, Black Lives Matter, as if whatever they say is gospel. It's very frustrating, Brigitte.
It is frustrating, but what needs to happen, Lee, is parents who are frustrated need to take their frustration and direct it into something constructive. What we lack on our side, finally, now that we have the information, you know, before everybody was informed, you know, conservatives in general are not the type of people who look at themselves as activists. You know, they think, well, I mind my own business, but I do vote every 2 years whenever we have a voting system. And that's for those who vote. Now we are realizing that because of the apathy on the side of conservatives who assumed that freedom will always be there, our children are always going to appreciate our freedom and what our founding fathers and what the great generation sacrificed for us to have that freedom, we never realized that freedom is going to be stolen if we don't fight for it, that our children are not taught the things that we were taught when we were raised. I remember about George Washington, never tell a lie,
right.
George Washington and the cherry tree. You talk to kids today, they've never even heard the story. I mean, so this is how far we move. But people need to be active and engaged. We at my organization, Act for America, are mobilizing parents. We are mobilizing people to say, become engaged, become active. You can be a keyboard activist. We're not saying you need to go out, demonstrate on the street, hold a rally, or even belong to a group, or even show up to a group meeting. You can make a difference sitting at your keyboard at 7 o'clock in the morning, sipping your cup of coffee, coffee in your pajamas and take action. We make it very easy for people to take action on different things. I encourage people to go to our website, actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org, and sign up to get our emails, get involved, sign up as an activist, start a group in your community. If there is no Act for America group near you, start a group. We will mentor you. We will train you. We will make you the most effective citizen you can be to take back our country.
You know, it's amazing as I'm looking through not only your Act for America website, but your own personal website. You've got such a terrific quote right there on your own personal page that I've got to share with everybody, because I talk about apathy all the time being the silent killer of this country. You say, and this is right from you, 2% of the passionate will always rule 98% of the indifferent. That statement hits the bullseye right in the middle.
That's exactly it. And that's why, and I want people to remember that 2% of the passionate will always overrule the 98% indifferent, because it is the passionate who makes things happen. It is the passionate who believe so much in what they want and their cause that are always there taking action, making phone calls, writing the emails. Look, Lee, when you see what's happening in our country with transgender, I mean, here we're talking about critical race theory and what they're teaching in schools. And I was just reading an article this morning about transgender and what they're teaching in first graders. We're talking 6 years old, what they're teaching them about transgender and the different books that they need to read about that. You would think half of America is transgender. Now, you and I know that they are such a minority, yet they are so organized, and they are just very passionate about their cause. They write the emails. They show up to the city council meeting. They take action, and that's what we need on our part. And it's very easy to do. And speaking of, showing up to city council meetings, look, we hear about defunding the police. Now, everybody is against the police in our country at a time where everybody needs to be calling and standing with the police and supporting them because of Antifa and Black Lives Matter and MS-13 gang and all the God knows what coming through our borders into our country. But what most people do not know, Lee, is that it is the city council that votes on defunding the police.
Right.
It is the mayors that vote to that tell the police to stand down. It's the state delegates that vote on having Dominion machines implemented in your voting system. So the least people can do, find out when is your city council meeting happening. Call your city council members. Tell them that you want them to stand with our police to make sure they don't defund the police. Otherwise, we throw them out. This is something that anybody can do on their lunch break, making a phone call to your city council member. Again, that's how these are the tips that we share with our people, that we train our members to do, so we can stand with our police, so we can actually make a difference where people don't feel that they are helpless. Because let's face it, most of our people, they are very well informed, they are educated, they listen to you, they listen to me, but they do not know what to do. That's why they're so frustrated. We at Act for America, we teach them what to do, we train them what to do, we empower citizens, and we're taking our country by storm. And again, if my message resonates with you, our listeners, join us. Go to actforamerica.org. Get involved. It doesn't cost you a dime. We want to make sure we empower you as a citizen to make a difference for our country, so we can all win in the end and live a peaceful life and a prosperous life in the greatest nation on the face of the planet.
Brigitte Gabriel, National Security Analyst, best-selling author, chairman, of actforamerica.org, been on TV hundreds of times, given thousands of speeches, and we get a chance to talk to her every once in a while here on the radio. I got one more quick one for you. I know you got to run, but we were talking about this the other day. With Biden and this terrible job they're doing at the border, nobody is more plugged into the idea of terrorists coming across the border probably than you. So are you nervous about some of this stuff?
Look, I'm a national security analyst. I'm a terrorism analyst. So we have watched this thing at the border with concern for a very long time. Because remember, Hezbollah, the largest Islamic terrorist organization in the world, which is a proxy arm of Iran, which is very important, has a command center in the tri-state in South America. They have been working with the drug cartels in smuggling terrorists into the United States. What they have been doing is Hezbollah is sharing with the drug cartels' tunnel-building technology, which Hezbollah perfected in Lebanon, building tunnels underground between Lebanon and Israel. So now they're teaching that to the drug cartel, and it's a win-win situation for these two, because the terrorists can smuggle, Iran can smuggle its operatives through these tunnels into the United States, and the drug cartel can smuggle their drugs and operatives into the United States. And that's a major concern for America. We know we have already discovered many tunnels. Remember President Trump talking about them?
Yep.
So now they are back in full force because Biden removed any security at the border. So they are sneaking in. We know that 2 weeks ago they arrested two Yemenis coming into the border. Do you really believe that only two came across? If we arrested two, how many others came across that we do not know about?
Right.
And, you know, and that's why we are concerned about what's happening at the border.
All right. One more time. Where can folks go to learn more about you and your organization?
People can go to actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org, and let's together make a difference for our country, take our country back, and make sure freedom always wins in the United States.
The one and only Brigitte Gabriel, thank you. I'll talk to you very soon, but I can't thank you enough for coming on today.
Oh, thank you, Lee. Always a pleasure being with you. Thanks.
All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk.